She says her other sitter quit for better pay, and I can begin any time. The sooner, the better. She'll lose her job if she don't go back tomorrow or the next day. She works evening shift over at the plant. She says, Jeremy, can you say Levon? Down to him. And Jeremy, who's barely paying attention, says no and puts his finger on my shoelace, which is red. I'm standing in their smelly apartment looking over the way things are going to be, me with these two small ones that I can already tell are leaking liquids everywhere. Jolly turns out to be 17. I could still say no, just as quick as Jeremy did about my name. Then this Jolly, she says, I can't do it alone no longer, see, I'll get fired. It's a good job. I work for the factory, you work for me. Jilly and Jeremy can count on you being here. I can't do it alone. But while I'm listening and sneaking a look around at the mess, and she repeats herself, there's a surprise. Jeremy's hand is in my hand. He reached up for my fingers at the same time she says, I can't do it alone, for her third time. I say I'd like the job, but I have to ask my mom.
Levon noticed that Jolly has said, I can't do it alone, three times now. I think that really convinced Levon to take the job, even though Jolly's building is really run down, her apartment is dirty, and the kids are sort of gooey. And I think Jeremy grabbing her hand had something to do with Levon's decision also. Did you notice Jolly's age? She's 17. That's only 3 years older than Levon, but the two are in completely different worlds. Levon is focused on school, so she'll get somewhere in her life. But Jolly seems stuck, with no dreams for the future. She has to focus on her kids and on making enough money to pay for food, clothes, and her apartment. Okay, let's keep going at the bottom of page 7 where it says, you have to ask your mom?
You have to ask your mom, says Jolly. And I tell her, yes, I do. This Jolly, with her two babies, looks at me and her eyes experiment with the word, mom.